Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me today for this holiday crap extravaganza. Lead up. We're not doing our crap extravaganza just yet.
You're like 2 weeks early.
It's a little early, but you could kind of look at this as a warm up, don't you think?
We don't need no warm ups.
You don't think so?
I go in cold, man.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah.
Usually it comes out pretty hot and runny.
That's disgusting. How dare you?
Okay. Anyway,
cut that out.
Connected via the web, we got Jerry the Diver Guy, Captain Walt D. Martini,
what's going on?
And Casey the Tobacco Nut. Rounding out the
right
crew.
Right out of the gate, Greg, you drag us down into the bowels.
Well, I bring us down. That's what we're pretty much supposed to do on Scuba Radio. We go down.
We'll take a deep dive.
Yes, into the annals of diving stories and information.
It can only go up from here.
Maybe
inappropriate.
Yeah.
Watch out for the fish.
I think he said inappropriate.
We just got dropped from three radio stations.
Oh, geez, don't say that. No, it's...
Oh, there's four.
We're in holiday mode. Yeah, it's holiday, time. So we are given license to be a little bit more obnoxious than normal.
Oh, why didn't you say so?
Yeah, so...
I didn't know we were given license.
Yeah, good point. Actually, I did get my new scuba license or my card from INTD for
me
my
too.
Course.
I got two.
Cavern course.
I got Nitrox and Cavern.
Yeah, but
I feel pretty good about that.
You feel pretty good.
Oh,
you should feel pretty good.
They need a cookie.
Wait, we don't need a cookie.
Somebody give them a hug.
Actually,
they
we could get a cave cookie. That would be appropriate, wouldn't it, CJ?
There you go.
Because
nice
they use you cave.
Finally called it.
Okay. You meant that? Is that what you're trying to say,
yes.
Jerry? You're a liar.
Yes.
I think he's a liar.
You're a damn liar, man.
You're not cavern certified, are you, Jerry?
Shh. Don't tell nobody. No.
Okay.
Some of us, have to work.
Yeah.
As
a non-cavern certified diver, I think that puts him in the category of loser.
Totally.
See, that's what you can do when you get these new certifications and that kind of thing. Now, we are on Facebook Live. Bubble Boy is admiring our plaque.
Yes, the Platinum Reach Around Award.
No,
FEMA.
That's not.
I don't think that's right.
That's not accurate.
Reaching out.
No,
reaching
it's out? Not the Reaching Out
read
Award.
Read it. It says right on it
yeah,
what it is.
Come on. You can read.
Diving Community Champion Award.
Of the world.
Presented
Diving
Scuba
Community
Radio.
Champion
well,
of the world.
Well, Scuba Radio. So
you're welcome.
Yeah. Jerry, the diver guy, had a lot to do with
it's like 16% mine.
Getting us nominated. What do you mean, 16% what?
16% mine.
What, that is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I think we all...
It was a group 16%.
Effort. 16%.
Handcrafted.
It's 99.99% mine.
Yeah, true, it is. Jerry had a lot
were
to do with it.
Were our names mentioned? Were any of our names mentioned?
Oh, hell no. We wanted to get the award. Casey, come on. Let's be real. No, it was actually, we kid, but there's videos up at scubaradio.com of this little thing that the DEMA organization shot of yours truly here at the studio. None of you guys were in it, by the way. But
we weren't invited.
I only saw you in the video.
Well, that's what I was
saying.
Well,
you know what, though? All kidding aside, we all know who's really behind this, and it's Bubble Boy.
Yes.
How so?
Yep. He's sitting
How's he not?
I'm behind many things.
Oh,
he
let's not go there.
He is the silent power of propulsion.
No, actually, it was Jerry the Diver Guy. He was very
instrumental. He nominated you, right?
Of getting Scuba Radio nominated. And then it's opened up to a vote.
Was there a quid pro quo? Did you give him anything in return?
Not yet, but that's where Bubble Boy and getting behind him might come into play.
Are we going to get $75,000 a year now?
No, I don't want no reaching around wars.
Hey, no. Quit it. That's a
congratulations.
That's a totally different award. Let's not talk about it.
He did spend the last show broadcasting from his bed.
Who did?
Hey, when you got it made, you got it made.
Lies. Total lies.
Who was bedridden, Jerry?
Yeah. Jerry, I don't know. Well, you weren't bedridden, were you?
Bugs?
No.
I was a little bit under the weather after the DEMA show.
Yeah, but you sucked it up. You were here. You were broadcasting.
I did. I got through it last week, but it was a little rough. I feel back to normal pretty much now.
You did not infect me, by the way. I was not sick, so I was happy about that.
Well, I wasn't going to.
Thought for sure he was going to give me whatever crud he had.
Yeah, I tried. But to no avail.
Well, you know you got to pass it on to get rid of it.
Okay, that's one way to look at it. That explains why Jerry is connected via the web and not in person. Yes, Casey, go ahead.
Did you possibly put together any scuba squad, scuba radio trips for us?
Well, yeah, absolutely. For me. So, you know, while I was kind of down for the count, I was able to get some work done.
If you want to pay only 100% full retail value, you can go too.
Absolutely. There are spaces available on the January 26th Explore Ventures Live Aboard in the Maldives, the Emperor Explorer. I'm going to be on board along with, Clay, the owner of the company of Explorer Ventures.
Just pay 50% twice.
That's right. And Jerry Bade from Dive Training Magazine. Also, their new addition to the Explorer Ventures family, Peter Hughes, who is a live aboard legend in the diving industry and is going to join us here in just a bit, is now working with Explorer Ventures. He is going to be on board with us as well that week. That'd be January 26, 2020, on the new Emperor Explorer. So you're going to hear more about that from Peter in just a bit. But yeah, guys, you can join the party too. I actually booked all my travel for that adventure, and it's a little different. It ended up being pretty expensive because I'm adding a visit over to the Boot Dusseldorf show in Germany. I don't remember the burping, and is that like from beer?
I don't know
Germany?
which button is the mute button over here. So nah, hell with it.
That was the burp button you missed, by the way. But anyway,
is it this one? No.
I'm going to Germany for the first time, and the Boot Show is like the largest consumer dive show in the world.
Boot.
Supposedly.
B-O-O-T. Meaning what in
boat.
German?
Boat. Boat show.
Wow, it's very close to boat. You're just
but it's boot. Yeah, it's B-O-O-T, they say in Germany, but that means boat. Because it's actually a water sports
All right,
event.
Then what's their word for boot?
Boat. Duh. Come on.
That's how it works.
I'm pretty sure. I think that might be it.
Don't listen to Greg for educational purposes, ladies and gentlemen.
So anyway.
He has no idea what he's talking
about.
I'm
going to Germany for the first time in the dead of winter for this big water sports
extravaganza. Have fun freezing your ass off.
I might be pretty cold. I don't know. I had to add that to my travel itinerary, and it did kick up my airfare quite a bit. So this is going to be the most expensive air travel I think I have ever booked.
Worse than Egypt?
Yeah, actually it is. Because adding that extra leg, you know, going to Germany and then going to the Maldives, Mali, and all that kind of stuff, I had to bounce around a little bit and fly on Lufthansa.
My name is Greg. I'm a world traveler.
Lufthansa. That's how I'm flying Lufthansa for the first time ever.
Lufthansa?
That's what I said. Lufthansa.
Well, try not to fly over.
Is that how they pronounce it?
Yes. That's how they do it in Germany.
Will you check him? Has he had a stroke?
What are you talking about right at this moment or in the last 24 hours?
His pulse is pretty thready.
Yeah. Well, that would be the Christmas blend from Starbucks.
Lufthansa. Is that right?
I'm just trying to be. I'm working on my German accent, so when I go in there, I don't seem like a total tourist.
Scheiße! Lufthansa!
Yeah.
I hear nothing.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm actually looking forward to the travel because I am going in premium economy, but you know, so I'll get a little extra leg room.
I have a phrase, if you want better service.
Lathantha?
Yeah, what you say to the flight attendant.
What do you do?
You tell her, Mach schnell!
What does that mean?
Does anyone know?
I know.
Now.
It means I wear boots.
No.
No? Okay.
Casey ich mein Universitzen.
Casey had it.
Really? What does it mean, Casey? In German, that means what?
Do it now.
Do it now.
Correct.
Oh, well, you gotta
do it now.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's actually
Wasser.
I believe Arnold Schwarzenegger flies through Flanza. Yes, it's a stroke. More coming up with Peter Hughes next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here you go, man. Merry Christmas.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one eyes open sleigh.
What's the matter with him? The jingle bells got him. They're jingling all the way. Look at that.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Look at that.
Jingle, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me on this holiday weekend, making the most of it. Remember to give the gift of scuba.
It's not the holiday weekend yet.
What do you mean it's not the holiday weekend? Yes, this is the whole holiday season. So it counts, CJ.
So
come
you're
on.
Celebrating the entire month.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
That's just the Christmas way. And that's how we roll. That's how we dive.
Have you already shopped?
Maybe. I've looked into giving the gift of scuba to the good little divers on my list. That might include Bubble Boy or Jerry the Diver Guy, Waldy Martini, even Casey the Tobacco Nut. Or probably not. But regardless, you know, I have some new friends.
But we've been good.
I want a 40-foot yacht.
You want it? No, it's not going to happen. But
39.
We can talk to Peter Hughes. He knows people. Maybe he'll vouch for you, and you'll get something other than a lump of coal in your stocking. Peter Hughes is on Scuba Radio right now. Peter, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
Well, thank you, Greg. It's great to be here with you guys and celebrating this holiday weekend, holiday spirit with you, and all well on my side. Thank you. How about the rest of you fellas?
Well, you know, they're going to need someone like you that actually has some clout in the dive industry to vouch for them, Peter. And I know you don't know them, but trust me, that's a good thing. So we'll just leave it at that for now.
How dare you?
So, but we have big news to share with everybody. If you haven't been paying attention, a lot has been going on with Explorer Ventures. And one of those elements is the fact that Peter Hughes is now part of the Explorer Ventures family. Is that right, Peter?
That is right. Clay is an old friend and colleague of mine. We go back many, many years into the earliest 90s when we got together on a little business transaction that seemed to suit the needs of both of us at the time. And ever since that point, we have become very close friends.
Yeah.
And as my original job had come to an end and I had actually retired as of June 30th, 2019, Clay asked me if I was interested in perhaps coming on board and doing a little work with him. And, of course, he reached his hand out, and I grabbed it.
Yes. Well, he sucked you back in. Yeah, he wasn't going to let you step away from the industry that long, that's for sure.
Well, and if I was going to come back into the industry, I couldn't think of anybody I'd rather be with than my old buddy Clay, because he does things right. He's a gentleman, and it's just a pleasure to be associated with him in every and any way.
Well, that is so true. And, you know, Explorer Ventures Liveaboards is the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio, and the fact that Clay runs such a fine operation and hires quality talent outside of, you know, us, you know, just goes to show the quality of his character, for sure. And you know, I know, and I don't know if you're willing to admit this, but Clay has told me many times that he kind of credits you for getting him started in liveaboard diving back in the day. Or maybe to blame? I don't know. What do you think?
What? I think it's probably more like to blame.
Yeah, and, well.
Clay had made a slow start before he met me, and then I just happened to be in a position where I think I was able to give him a little nudge.
Yeah.
And with that nudge, that was all it took. He was off and running, and before I knew it, I had one hell of a competitor on my table.
Well, I don't know about that. But, you know, Peter is kind of like the pioneer of liveaboard diving. If you don't recognize his name, you just haven't been around long enough in the dive industry. But, you go way back, and you kind of set a new standard for liveaboard diving of quality and just that type of experience. And he's just a super cool guy, too. I mean, you know, he takes his time early on in the days of Scuba Radio, you know, 20-something years ago. Peter Hughes was, you know, right up there with the Dive God and Captain Slate and all these just legends that I'd read about in Skin Diver magazine. And I was just blown away that they would actually take their time and say hi to me, let alone befriend us over the years and that kind of thing. So I just want to thank you for that, Peter, and tolerating our nonsense for sure.
Well, it's a great pleasure, Greg, and it's always been a lot of fun, and it's always a good opportunity to get to chat with you and share a few stories with you and your listeners, and it's a real pleasure to be involved with Explorer Ventures, as you said, the host fleet of Scuba Radio, and it's a great pleasure to continue to be involved with you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, we're running a special deal for Scuba Radio listeners. The only time you hear this is by listening to the show, and if you call them up at 1-800-322-3577 and mention Scuba Radio, you'll get $100 off of any trip they offer outside of any, you know, sales and that kind of thing. So take advantage of that now. But Peter, you know, we have known each other for quite some time now, but we've never had the opportunity to dive together, and that's about to change in the Maldives, right?
That is about to change. It's a trip I'm looking forward to very much. It's going to be a long trip for us, Greg, because I believe we have a stop along the way in Dusseldorf, Germany. Yes. There are better places to be in the middle of winter than Dusseldorf, but it's a valuable time for us at the biggest boat dive show in Europe. And from there, we fly onward to the Maldives, where we will join the magnificent Emperor Explorer for a week of some of the finest tropical diving the world has to offer on one of the finest boats in the Maldives. So I cannot tell you how much I'm looking forward to all that.
Right. I have no doubt it's going to be spectacular. I've been there a few times before. Have you dove the Maldives yourself a few times over the years or no?
Yes, I have. I've been involved in business there, first with the Ocean Dancer and then with the Orion. So, yes, I've been there several times.
All right. Well, yeah, the level of the accommodations on these boats, like the Emperor Explorer, I haven't been on it yet, but I've seen the pictures, and it's a relatively new vessel. And, the layout is spectacular. You got a separate boat that you dive off of. It's very luxurious. Would you agree with me on this or what?
Oh, I would absolutely agree with you on that, Greg. What's coming out onto the market these days compared to the days when we started is just day and night difference. And even though I've been around for 50-something years in the business, I look at the boats today and I think, oh, my God, we never envisioned this.
It's very pampered type of accommodations, for sure. And then the diving in the Maldives is warm water. All the critters you can imagine, from hammerheads to whale sharks, they got all this different stuff. You know, it's really one of my favorite places to go dive. I cannot wait. And
one of the animals that they're most famous for is the Alfriende manta, the reef manta. There's hundreds of them there, and there's several opportunities to get up close and personal with these beautiful creatures.
Santa, please bring me a manta. Well, if he doesn't, it'll happen in January.
Now, does that have to be a night dive, or it doesn't matter for the
manta? No, it doesn't matter in the Maldives. They show up all the time. By the way, Peter, are you flying with Santa over to that part of the world, or no?
Am I flying with Santa?
That's what I said.
A direct flight.
Direct flight. Okay, there you go. Peter Hughes, now part of the Explorer Ventures family. Gotta love them. ExplorerVentures.com, 1-800-322-3577. Book it. Join us in January in the Maldives, or just book a trip. You'll thank us later. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me, as you can plainly see on Facebook Live today.
You don't that's an option. You don't have to incorporate
you
that
should.
Part of it visually.
It's kind of the law.
If you've got some kind of, romanticized version of what we look like, just keep that in your head. Don't tune into Facebook Live.
Well, there's that. You don't really necessarily know who is who. Well, I guess you do when you guys talk, don't you?
If you just cover it up like this and you can't see who's talking.
Right.
La Santa!
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
God bless me.
Somebody's
is that someone's stomach? Yeah. What the hell happened there?
Pussers!
No, I don't think that had anything to do with some kind of holiday cocktail. It just had
those sausages and sauerkraut.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it was. But, we do have Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Walt DeMartini live from the Gomez Hilton today.
I'm here, buddy.
Oh, you know what it was? It was Vinny. Vinny Two Tanks has joined us from the Left Coast. That's what it was. That's what that noise was.
I didn't hear anything.
Vinny chimed in, and it was his stomach, I think.
He was purging the tank.
No, it's lunchtime on the Left Coast. Right, Vinny? You can talk to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I should have waited for the break.
No, that's fine. No, we understand. You probably got some California tacos in you, and it happens. Yeah. Well, CJ's looking at me weird. Like,
what's a California taco?
Well, they have tacos.
Sounds like something vaguely dirty.
Keep it clean.
No, they're fresher. Because they have a lot of Mexican influence there.
He may have flipped over from Mexico.
That's right. They throw them over the wall.
Carne asada.
Vinny. And then they eat them. And then they kind of stick with them for a while. I'm just saying. All right. Well, look, we got some stuff to talk about diving-wise. We're going to talk to Jason today, by the way, who has this new podcast that dives much deeper.
We'll be right back.
Into diving things like an interview with yours truly. That's coming up a little bit later on in the big show. During this holiday edition of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Tinkle, 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 it's a song all divers sing. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of tinkling. Tinkle, tinkle, divers, in our wet suits we will go. Then give your buddy high fivers with scuba radio. Ho, ho! Now you must believe that it's my pet peeve when some divers deny. They should just quit saying they hold it. We all know that's a lie.
Mom!
Tinkle, 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 in our wet suits we will go.
Pa!
Take it from Kris Kringle on scuba radio.
I'm home.
On scuba radio.
Now,
ho, ho.
This won't hurt a bit.
I wouldn't count on it.
You might feel a little pricked.
Maybe. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I think we apologized in advance for all the Christmas craziness that we like to share with our listeners.
And if you're offended, don't be.
Yeah. If you're offended, well,
just don't be.
Kind of goes with the territory. It's just what we do. We got plenty more where that came from, too. So you've been warned.
Oh, look out.
Yeah.
It must not be that bad, Greg. We have people all over the world watching.
What do you mean?
Uh-oh.
Well, we have Bogota, Colombia.
Bogota, Colombia.
Oh, konnichiwa.
Bogota. No, that's
Curacao. And, of course, right. Mermaid Milena is in Roatan.
Oh, that's right. I saw her covered with iguanas.
I saw
Facebook.
That. That's crazy. Yeah.
Mermaid Milena, how are you? Good to see you. Covered in iguanas and lizards.
She's and Barry, Barry is at SeaWorld with Aquaman.
Right. He is
really
having his moment, I guess. I don't know what he's doing there, but he figured maybe
he's trying to be the beach twirl shaman.
Wait, oh, one at a time. Casey, go ahead.
You think he's wearing his shiny green thong?
Well, that's...
God.
Really, Casey? Jeez.
Oh, my God.
You've seen Barry in ways that we didn't know exist.
Happy Hanukkah, everyone.
He's having mimosas.
Mm. Okay.
It's Christmassy.
Jason Momoa.
It's a little bad there.
Yeah. All right. You say so. Well, anyway, we'll just leave it. Leave that imagery for another day. We kind of want to block it out at this point, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Thanks, Casey.
Yeah, but we do appreciate everybody checking in on Facebook Live, whether they're in Roatan, Curacao, or Bogota, Colombia. Really? You saw someone from Bogota, huh, Jerry? All right. Yeah. Well, Jerry the diver guy.
Is in Doofus there. In Italy.
And who? Doofus is in Italy? Is that what he just said?
Doofus Emerson.
Doofus.
Doofa.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, the more the merrier. We don't care what your name is. The more that want to join in there, chime away.
I
you
love
know,
Italy.
People like Jared the Diver Guy and those folks kind of hang out in there and feel free to dive deeper into the conversation and have, you know, a show amongst yourselves while we ramble on about other things related to diving and then some stuff that we just kind of ramble on about.
Sure.
Yeah. So I covered my boot show extravaganza, and we are going to be doing a broadcast from this event in Germany at the end of January.
Well, you are.
Yeah.
By yourself.
Well, I got Peter Hughes. I got Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine.
Okay, so they're going to join you.
That's good, because none of us are going to help.
Well, yeah, you could come.
I wish I could go to Germany, but not on this short notice. That's what only like what a couple mean? Weeks away.
No, it's the end of January. You
yeah,
like
couple
over
weeks
a month.
Away.
That's not a couple weeks. It's over a month away, CJ. Here's the calendar. Look, count.
Okay, like 4 weeks.
Yeah,
double his
duh.
Thank you.
Okay. So, but you guys could come. You could go.
Nah, I can't make that
no,
work
I
right
think,
now.
No, I think we should all get together and plan our own dive trip.
Well, I am
yeah,
working on
that.
Yeah,
and you're not invited.
No, you won't be able to go without me.
We might even fly in La Senza.
No. Only if you're going to the Germany.
Nine!
So, yeah, you know, I do
You know
have
where
some...
I do want to fly on, though?
What?
On my bucket list is to fly on Aer Lingus.
Hmm. Why? You want to go to Dublin, Ireland, do you?
I'm just going to leave that right there.
You are very inappropriate.
I only fly
quantities. Okay. So anyway, you know, we do have some things in the works.
By the way, I was not compensated in any way by Aer Lingus.
Yep.
But okay. Maybe you will be.
No, just stop. My God, you guys are disgusting. So anyway.
Actually, the best way to fly is Allegiant Air. Thank you.
Right. Actually, CJ is the voice. Are we allowed to say that?
I don't care.
I saw your commercial.
Allegiant.
I was in Cincinnati last week.
I haven't even seen that.
I saw your commercial and I said, oh my God, there's CJ.
I know him.
That's what I told all my family. And they go, who's he?
And they go, so?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did. I heard
you.
Put
his picture out there?
No, they wouldn't do that. They want to sell seats on the aircraft. Come on, Casey. Anyway, so, you know, I do have some plans to set up some dives, possibly down in South Florida right after the holiday. What do you think?
I'm in.
Maybe even before I go to Germany at the end of January.
I'm in.
Would you want to dive in the Keys or the Bahamas?
Either.
Or both.
Both.
Yeah.
Well, the Bahamas should be tiger shark season, shouldn't it?
Yeah, we're smack dab in the middle of it.
Yes, please.
Hammerhead
Let's
season.
Do a tiger shark.
Yeah, I actually just saw.
Not really do a tiger shark. I mean, go yeah,
just
dive
stop.
With tiger
stop talking.
The thunder.
So, yeah, you know, I saw a video on Facebook of one of the hammerheads over in Bimini having an interaction with one of my diving buddies.
Awesome.
And he was up close and personal. He's one of the wranglers. Neil Watson Jr. It was another friend of mine from back in the day who does that whole kind of shark wrangling thing. And he had his hand on the hammer of the hammerhead. And this thing was one of the big ones, probably a big female.
They don't like that, right? They have a lot of electrosensitivity.
Well,
there.
I mean, the way they interact with them in the Bahamas there. You know, I don't know if this was, well, I assume this was at Tiger Beach or something, or I don't know, maybe it's a different site. But the sharks that visit there, a lot of the dive operators, you know, develop a relationship with some of the animals. And obviously he has one with this particular animal, which was probably 14, 15 foot long. And it literally looked like a dance. So he was down there underwater in the sand with this 14-foot great hammerhead, and he kind of had his hands kind of stroking the hammer, and he pulls it along, and like the shark's swimming around him in a circle, and it looked like they were like doing a pirouette type of deal, and it looked pretty cool actually, you know.
All right,
I
have a caption for this week's podcast.
Okay, go ahead.
This week on Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master talks about stroking the hammer.
The stanza.
Looking for hour two?
Thanks, CJ.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Program note.
You know, I thought it was a pretty cool video, and I'm sure you can find it if you just Google, you know, hammerhead shark dive.
Stroke hammer. Recent. Got it.
No. I don't think that's think not the video
you,
that's going to pop up.
Put your hand on their nose.
Yeah, it short circuits them because of the Arlini or what is it called? Ampellini?
Something like that. Linguini.
Yeah, the linguini in their nostrils. No.
Maybe our Italian listener can help us out.
Yeah, there you go. Hello. Help us out there.
Lauren Zini or
yes,
something like that.
Yeah, Lauren and
Lauren
his brother Zini.
Lauren Zini?
Tortellini?
Yeah. Anyway, those electro
those
things.
The ampules of rigatoni.
In their hammer. I don't know. They, you know, they kind of short circuit and they kind of put it, they can put them in a trance too, depending on the species of sharks too. So, you know,
similar to vodka has that effect on humans.
Probably, you know, if you rub somebody under the nose when they've had too much vodka, I do think they'll turn around and kind of, What are you guys laughing at?
If you the rub face them under the nose, they do what, Greg?
The face he made is just classic.
Well, it short circuits their electric system. Yeah. Right? Nervous system.
Short circuits their linguine.
Yeah, you've seen this. You've seen it where you know, they.
Tonic immobility.
Right. They put the sharks in that by tickling their nostrils.
Greg, it's a vodka tonic immobility.
Well, I was just going to say.
Thank you.
if you're all liquored up and you do that to the drunk guy next to you.
Hey now!
In some countries, you're officially married after such an incident.
Really? That sounds like a low...
Some islands.
The Maldives. Island.
Maybe. Could be the Maldives. Only one way to find out. Okay. Anyway, we do. We were amusing ourselves today. That's really all that matters, right, guys?
So, in summary, struck the hammer.
No, that isn't accurate. That's not what will be on the description of the show today.
But it should be.
It is a holiday crap extravaganza preview.
Do you want listeners
preview.
Or not?
Now that you mention it, I guess
if
whatever
in doubt,
it takes,
when
right?
you're diving with Greg, rub under his nose.
No, I don't. I'm not a vodka drinker. You have to drink vodka. Lots of it first.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You stink. You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Dear Santa, bring me a manta. That's all I want for Christmas this year. Don't need snow or mistletoe, a sleigh full of presents, or a bunch of little reindeer. I've been thinking about sinking down into the briny blue. A nice warm day and a big old man array would make my Christmas wishes come true.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That is a scuba cowboy. Santa, please bring me a manta.
I know him.
You know him.
Personally.
Santa?
No,
oh,
scuba cowboy.
Yes. Well, the scubacowboy.com, Santa, please bring me a manta. It's on. It's available for download. And obviously, this is a great time of year to enjoy a little ditty like
now,
that.
Now, does he have a whole Christmas album, or is that just one of a normal?
Just one okay. of a few. Little tidbits, Christmas ditties. I don't think he has an
Christmas
entire
what?
Christmas.
Trinkets and whatnot.
Ditties. Oh. Christmas ditties.
Ditties, thank
yeah.
you.
All right, CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me, but on the phone, we have Barry the Bugger. He's coming to us live from the lair of Aquaman, I believe, and that would be SeaWorld Orlando. Is that right, Barry? Where's Aquaman? What do you think?
That's right. Barry the Bugger here doing a live shot over at SeaWorld. And saw the manta rays and saw the penguins and saw the sharks.
Aquaman.
And all the fishies.
Yeah.
Aquaman.
Yeah.
And the manatees and the one that was tagged Greg. There's a Greg the manatee now.
Really? Well, gosh, I feel honored.
But it sounded good.
Yeah, hilarious.
Barry, I have a question. Can he hear me?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I
Barry, yeah, I can hear you. Are small children coming up to you and throwing peanuts at your waist?
No, they are not. They are not. We are right now at a duck pond, and they're looking at the ducks, which are floating like little bobbers in this water.
Okay.
Thank you for that picture. Come up and said, hey, look, it's Shamu.
You're saying there's some ducks on the pond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are they rubbing the hair on your legs?
Okay.
Barry, are you wearing your watch cap?
Right, of course, you should.
No, the only thing he's wearing. I'm wearing my scuba radio hat today.
Ah, very good. Good man. Way to represent.
So far, no one's throwing anything at me.
Well, just give it. Yeah. It's early in the day still.
The night is young.
Exactly.
The night is young.
Give it time.
I'm waiting for him to chase me down.
Casey wanted to know if you was wearing a green thong.
No. Sorry.
We're trying to figure out why he knows about the green thong.
He's going Christmas commando.
I'll tell you what, it is a gorgeous day up here.
It really is. Welcome to Orlando. I'm glad you made time to come to SeaWorld and come to our just right down the street from our headquarters and not come by and say hi.
Yeah. I know, he was all the way up here. He's so close.
Yeah. What was that all about, Barry? Really? You hate us that much?
So I have to look on the GPS. You know, I've got my wife with me and I got my son with me, and we're about to go over to the Arctic. There's another Arctic ride we're going to go check out and continue on our trek here.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Family.
Great non-answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Family. Great excuse.
Wait. You know, the show's going to be over at 5. You could always call us back later and say, where would you like to take us out to dinner?
Oh, your connection's going bad. We're losing your connection there, Barry. Jeez.
Hello.
Wow. Oh, well. It's good things he's at SeaWorld. He can still feed the dolphins and stuff like that. Or
I heard there were small children walking
Free
up to
Willy.
Him, throwing peanuts at his belt buckle.
Why would they do this?
I don't know.
That just seems odd. But anyway, well, there you go. That's why Barry's not with us. He's doing family stuff at SeaWorld. But at least he's near water.
I didn't know he had kids.
Yeah, he has. Actually, his daughter, Allie, was one of the first kids that ever called up Scuba Radio in the very beginning.
Oh, that's right. You told me that story.
And I was like, why are you calling us? She goes, my dad made me do it. And that was Barry, of course. So
the
rest is history.
Under the bus.
Is she a diver now?
She has dove. I don't know how often she dives. But we watched her grow up, over the years. And
growed
it's
up?
Been, yeah, she's all grown up now. So God bless them.
That's what happens when you keep feeding them.
Yeah, they do that.
It might be more exciting if she'd call in.
No, she wrote us off years ago, as most people do.
I have a question.
How
are the sea monkeys doing? I haven't seen them in a while.
Oh, the sea monkeys.
Like a year.
Well, I think we did get those for a Christmas gift from Barry.
Oh, yeah.
Like 2 years ago.
Didn't we flush them down the toilet?
Yeah, well, there was a whole ceremony. I mean, we didn't just flush them.
No, Greg told me they were on vacation.
Oh, we're sorry.
Sorry to break into
you. And there's no Santa Claus.
You flushed
either.
Them?
No, we didn't flush them.
He didn't flush them.
We let them.
You said
sent
them to the Bahamas.
We set them free.
They went to the land of the lost.
Right.
In the whirlpool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will and
Holly. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
I think wrong movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, the sea monkeys, they hung out for a year with
They're
us.
They're hanging out with the Slee Staff.
They're having
and
a crap extravaganza.
That is one of those things. Believe it or not, you can still give. If you want to give the gift of scuba, sea monkeys count. You can order them online on Amazon.
Just because they're in water?
Well, I mean, it's something loosely related to...
Oh, loose is the word.
Credit. I mean, they're actually little tiny shrimp.
Scrumpus?
Shrimps.
I heard they were evacuated.
You heard they were what, Walt? Evacuated.
Evacuated.
Well, that's one way to put it. Yeah, I prefer set free.
Liberated.
Yeah. And sent off to a watery winter wonderland. Maybe that. I don't know.
Okay.
But you can give the gift of Scuba. Give the gift of Sea Monkeys if you like. We'll give you a few more ideas in hour two.
Please.
Plus, talk to Jason from the Big Deep Podcast. That's coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to dive. Stay close. I'm that I see.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.